The so-called axis of evil has been getting a lot of attention since President Bush's staff worked up that phrase last year. Now, North Korea, Iraq, and Iran are getting attention for their weapons of mass entertainment. Duke University began screening Real Evil. That's R-E-E-L, Evil, a film series of movies made in the so-called Axis countries and other nations like Cuba, Syria, and Libya. Professor Nigar Motahede is the co-curator of the film series, and she joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
It sounds like there's a serious academic purpose here, but I'm fascinated looking at one of the posters for one of the films. This is the film from North Korea. It's called Pulgasari. Is that correct?
That's right.
Do you mind if I read the description on the poster of Pulgasari? A giant metal-eating Godzilla-style monster helps an army of farmers overcome their tyrannical king. But the celebrations are short-lived as the workers now find themselves threatened by the same creature they had considered their ally. Pulgasari, what's this film about? Where'd it come from?
The story behind the film is rather interesting, right? This film was produced by the current leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-il. And he really wanted to have this famous South Korean director direct the film, but he couldn't get him. So he kidnapped him. He also kidnapped the two leads.
Spies or special forces go into South Korea and grab these guys and take them back?
Mm-hmm. Kidnap them.
How long did he hold them?
Well, I guess through the film. And then once the film was done, the director decided to take off to the U.S.
Well, now, wait a minute. So he's got a kidnapped director. He's got a couple of kidnapped film stars. I have to wonder if you get any sense of their performance was affected by their situation.
It's not that great a film, I have to say.
There's also a still photo on the poster that I'm looking at, and we can see a farmer, a Korean farmer, in a field looking up at a giant two-toed foot of some scaly monster that stretches far up above the scope of the camera to show.
I can't wait to screen it. I really can't.
it's not as good as a Godzilla film, though?
I think it is. Godzilla films are not necessarily my main interest. Like, I like Bollywood better if you're going to go with, you know, fun. This is okay.
But I suppose that this is a film that in its own way does say something about the culture of North Korea. You have this absolute dictator who gets anything he wants, and he wanted to make a movie, and so he reached out and got the resources, so to speak, and he did.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just one aspect of it, right? It's one narrative form, and one part of my interest was to show the variety in narrative forms that exist in these film industries and in these cultures. And so, you know, a Godzilla film from North Korea, a love story from Syria.
When you're screening these, you've already started screening some of them, right?
Yes, we screened A Time for Drunken Horses on Wednesday. And that was the entry for Iraq.
A Time for Drunken Horses.
That's right.
Tell me about that film.
That film is a film about an abandoned Kurdish family that lives on the border of Iran and Iraq. And the kids have to survive, and the way that they survive is by smuggling things like big, huge tractor tires across the border from Iran to Iraq. The issue with A Time for Drunken Horses, why that title, is that they tie these tires onto the backs of horses, and the horses have to go through these cold, mountainous, icy areas in order to get to Iraq. In order to get the horses to cross the border, to do the mountain range, they have to get them drunk.
Now, these films do sound a little over the top.
Yes. And, you know, not all of them are over the top. I mean, we have one of my favorite films of the series is made by director Abbas Kiarostami, who's from Iran. And we're screening his film, 10, which is about an urban woman who drives
I thought you
around.
Were going to say it's about a beautiful woman running on a beach. I'm sorry. No, go
she
on.
She is a beautiful woman, and, you know, it's not, you're not too far off. She drives around in probably call it an SUV in the United States, and she picks up her son, and she talks about her divorce. She picks up a prostitute and discusses what it means to be a prostitute in an Islamic culture. It's a fabulous film, and it's I really recommend it.
When you screen these films, it's Duke University students showing up and other people. I'm wondering what the attitude of the filmgoers are. If you have serious people that are seriously looking at the screen and looking for clues to the culture, or if people bring their popcorn and Cokes and Junior Mints and so forth in and watch it and have fun like they're watching a Godzilla movie.
Well, I hope that it will be the latter. I think I want people to enjoy these films as they learn. I think that then they'll get hooked.
Nigar Motahede is the co-curator of the film series Real Evil at Duke University. Professor, thanks very much for taking the time.
It was a pleasure, Steve.